It's God's music. Yeah. It's not a Broadway spectacle. Yeah. It's not a county fair. It's God's music. And if you do good music, do the best you can do, the people will support you.
And support is what this man has found. He's a favorite personality in gospel music. Today, we'll talk to Jim Hamill about his 50-plus years in gospel music and his long career with the Kingsmen Quartet on today's edition of Daniel Britt and Friends.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversation featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here's Daniel Britt.
We lost a great gem in gospel music late in 2007 when we lost Jim Hamill. He had been suffering with bouts of pneumonia and other health problems and eventually went home to be with the Lord in November of 2007. This program and next week's program as well will focus on Jim Hamill, his life, his music, the music of the Kingsmen, and even feature a discussion that we brought to you earlier in 2007 and the conversation that I had with Jim at the National Quartet Convention. Now let's go to the Kingsmen Quartet, the very famous project, Big and Live, featuring Big Jim Hamill on Daniel Britt and Friends.
It's good to be here again, as we said earlier, and I know you've been enjoying the singing, but right now, I'd like to introduce to you one of the hottest, most popular gospel groups in the country today. Without a doubt, I can say that, and I know what I'm talking about, because people like you respond to them everywhere they go. They're known affectionately as the Ton of Fun. From the land and the sky, would you give a Gadsden, Alabama welcome to the Kingsmen Quartet?
Just any day, heed the Savior's warning, make your way to Calvary, and get in that number, getting ready to leave.
Ready to leave in twinkling of an eye, making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, not a reason to grieve.
Any day, heed the Savior's warning, make your way to Calvary, and get in that number, getting ready to leave.
Ready to leave in the twinkling of an eye, making investments in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparations, not a reason to grieve.
You're best known with the Kingsmen and the time that you spent there. Is that the only group you perform with?
Oh, no, no. I started out years ago with a quartet out in Iowa, made $50 a week, did two live radio shows, and cost me 30 a week to stay in the hotel. But, boy, I was really singing. Yeah. And then I went with the Weatherfords and then the Blue Ridge and then the Oak Ridge and then with the Kingsmen in 1971.
Weatherfords and Blue Ridge, George Yount sang with them, right?
Yes. I had two doses of George.
Was that enough?
No. He was a great singer and a great guy. Had a lot of fun.
Now, anybody who knows anything about Jim Hamill knows that he's a storyteller. And in fact, there's a compilation of some of his greatest stories chronicling his career through gospel music's great groups that he was a part of. And let's listen to one now.
I tell you one thing, I was more thrilled with them than they were me. I used to get fired every day just like taking vitamins, like one-a-day vitamins. We were traveling down the interstate going from Akron, Ohio to Chicago. I mean, and just flying. And I wasn't all that old. I was 21 or 2, or should have known better, but you know me. And I had a fake, one of them big fake red firecrackers. But all it was just a fuse. And when the fuse would burn out, it'd just go, psh, and that was it. I lit that baby. They didn't know it. I lit that baby and threw it over the back, over the front seat into the back in that limousine. They're going down the interstate. Danny Coker's driving. George is in the front seat with me. Lily Fern and Earl's in the back there, trying to get out of the car, and it doing by 50 by then. They were screaming so loud. And before... Lily Fern was yelling, "He's crazy, he's crazy." And Earl said, "You're fired, you're fired, you're fired." And they didn't take too kindly to that. Well, now that got the desired effect, the desired reaction in my perverted mind at that time.
What, getting fired?
No, just pulling a joke. Oh. But the next one, this next thing that happened, that I got blamed for it, and really it wasn't intended. It didn't happen the way I intended it to. Lily Fern Weatherford, I think one of the greatest female voices we've ever had in our industry. She's a great lady, great singer, scared to death of spiders, any kind of spider, little bitty spider, great big spider, and just scared to death. Just sets her off screaming and running. Well, we're singing at the First Nazarene Church in Charleston, West Virginia. And I'm sitting on the front row. There's a vacant seat. And right next to that vacant seat is Earl sitting down. There's nobody sitting in that seat. I take a little rubber spider, put it in the songbook, and lay it down there, just figuring that some kid or somebody will come along and see it in an hour or so and just get a laugh and a scare and everything will be all right. Wrong, wrong. We're all standing. They're getting ready to have a congregational song. Lily Fern walks in and pats Earl on the hand, and everything's just wonderful, and she picks up that songbook that I didn't intend for her to pick up to start with. The music director stands up and calls out a song for them to sing, page 142, "When We All Get to Heaven." Oh, the piano and organ took off, and we took off, "Sing the Wondrous." And about that time, Lily Fern opened that songbook, saw that spider. She started screaming and running around in circles. And Earl turned to me and said, "You're fired." Of course, that was probably the third time that week. But they were great people. I loved them. I enjoyed singing with them.
Big Jim Hamill. Now here he is with the Kingsmen. This is from Big and Live. "Love Lifted Me." You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Sinking so deep in sin, I was far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained with sin, sinking to rise.
last of the sea. Sing with us now.
Love lifted me. God's love.
Oh, that's pretty. Oh, that's pretty sick.
Love lifted me.
Oh, sing now.
Love lifted
me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God's love. We're going to sing it again. You know, there's nothing like God's love. You see these teenagers walking around holding hands, sitting down here on the front row of this huge auditorium, making goo-goo eyes at one another. That's one kind of love. Johnny Parrick, this fine tenor singer over here with the Kingsmen, his wife, about 3 weeks ago, presented him with a little baby girl. Man, he loves that. He loves that little baby girl more than anything. I got a little old wife at home, and every time I put my arm around her, I still get those goosebumps. That's another kind of love. Oh, and that's good. But there's no love like God's love for us. To reach down in sin and pick us up. Take our feet out of the miry clay and put them on a solid rock to stay. I'm glad for Jesus. Well, I was sinking. I don't know if I can sing or not. So deep in sin, I was far from the peace. Full shore. Think about it now. Very deeply stained, I was stained in sin. Sinking to rise no
cry, and from death's world.
sing with me now.
Jim Hamill with the Kingsmen. It's from the project. Very, very classic. Big and Live. I'm Daniel Britt. Let's go back to the conversation that I had with Big Jim Hamill.
When did you join the Kingsmen?
1971.
71. And how? When did that group start on the road?
Well, when I first came with them, Eldridge Fox,
yeah,
the owner and boss, had two piano stores, one in Asheville, North Carolina,
yeah,
and one in a little town called Hendersonville, yeah, where I moved to,
uh-huh,
and I took care of the piano store. We'd been traveling so much, and I wanted to get away from traveling, so
yeah,
Foxy said, well, come manage one of my stores, and we'll sing just on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, fine, fine. Well, that didn't last. First thing you know, we were singing on Saturday and Sunday, and then Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and then, uh-huh, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they're just terrible, just singing over and over and over. So we closed the piano stores and just took off singing. And God really blessed us. We had a great time and great career with the Kingsmen.
And how long did you stay on the road pretty much full time with them?
With the Kingsmen?
Yeah.
From 1971 to, 2006, 90 to 96, yeah. 71 to 96.
Yeah. And you were pretty much the out front man. You did most,
yes,
of the talking.
I was the MC. I picked all the songs, mm-hmm, arranged the songs, and took care of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Eldridge was the boss,
mm-hmm,
and he took care of the business, and we never mixed. We never had any problem. But I never knew what pay scale we were on or anything.
Right.
And he took care of me. And on the other hand, he didn't tell me who to feature or what songs to sing. And we had a great relationship until he passed away.
Producing a show, producing a night of music, what goes into that? Do you sit down and with a pen and paper, do you scratch it all out, or
is it all in
your head?
No. If we had a program, none of us could have read it. the thing that I always did, I always had to call my quiet time, and anybody that knows me won't hardly believe that, but I would ask the Lord, now, do they want me to be funny tonight? Do they want the Kingsmen just to be funny and act or sing nothing but fast songs or slow songs? And that I do my best to let the Lord lead.
Mm-hmm.
And when I let him lead and got us out of the way, it was always successful. And so, no, there was never a plan, never. Of course, we knew what two or three songs we'd open with.
Sure.
And mostly the best song we had, we'd close with.
Mm-hmm.
But anything in the middle, was just what we felt like singing.
Praise God, it made news in heaven when I got saved. Now it didn't make the papers in this world when I prayed through. It didn't seem to matter to to all but just a few. But on the golden streets of glory, the celebration banners wave, and it made news in heaven when I got saved. Angels were rejoicing, hallelujahs rang, when Jesus touched my life and I was changed. Everyone in glory's realm knew my name was written down. It made news in heaven when I got saved. Not long ago a beggar, now a child of the King. Now this old world just shrugged its shoulders. It didn't mean a thing. Oh, but it was God's approval that my spirit really craved. And it made news in heaven when I got saved. The angels were rejoicing, hallelujahs rang, when Jesus touched my life and I was changed. I was changed, and everyone in glory's realm, they knew my name was written down.
Had some great songs.
Yeah.
You have to admit that. Yeah. What are some of your favorites? That?
Oh, I like Stand Up, Old Ship of Zion, Apple Tree Song, Excuses. Mm-hmm. Just go on and on and on.
And Excuses, you came back and did a new version, didn't you?
Yeah. We did that on Alabama Live. More Excuses.
Yeah.
And that was good. But it never did achieve the magnitude that Excuses, the first one, did.
Sure. Where do you find your stories? And you've got a bunch of them. And do you find that by laughing, you've been able to stay young?
I'm not that young. But anyway, the stories are the hardest thing. Yeah. Now, whether you've emceed or not, I don't know. But the comedy part, the funny stuff, they remember from, like, you work a town like twice a year.
Yeah.
And you start doing the same jokes. That'll get on. You can do the same songs.
Yeah.
You know, in the same spot. But you start hitting them with the same old jokes about the tenor and singing, looking like a man and singing like a woman and that kind of stuff. They pick up on that in a hurry. But to stay fresh, you try to your approach with the comedy and the feel good and try to do that.
What got you into music in the first place? Did you grow up around it?
Oh, yeah. My mother was choir director at the church. Her dad was a preacher, and she directed the choir. And the first organ they bought, they delivered it Saturday afternoon, and she took the book Saturday. And Saturday night and Sunday, she played the big Hammond organ for service. Yeah. And she was a great musician and learned from her reading, sight reading, and vocals.
Mm-hmm. Have the Kingsmen always been based out of North Carolina?
Oh, yes. Asheville, yes.
Asheville. And where were you born and raised?
I was born in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. That's up in the mountains. And then lived most of my adult life in Memphis, where my dad pastored a big church there. And most of it, and I've lived in North Carolina since 71. Mm-hmm. I love those mountains, boy.
Oh, yeah. Hard to leave it.
Yes.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
In the summer it's too hot, in the winter it's too cold. In the springtime, when the weather's just right, you find someplace else to go. Well, it's up to the mountains or over to the beach or to visit some old friend, or just to stay home and relax and hope some of the kin folks will drop in. Well, a headache Sunday morning and a backache Sunday night, but by work time Monday morning, oh, you're feeling quite all right. Well, one of the children has a cold, pneumonia do you suppose? While the whole family had to stay home
just to blow that poor kid's nose.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if in church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
Well, the preacher, he's too young, maybe he's too old. Those sermons, they're not hard enough, sometimes they get too bold. His voice is much too quiet, like sometimes it gets too loud. He needs to have more dignity, or else he's way too proud. Well, the sermons are too long, maybe they're too short. He ought to preach the word now instead of stomp and snort. Well, that preacher we've got must be the world's most stuck-up man. Well, one of the ladies told me Sunday,
why, he didn't even shake my hand.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
The Kingsmen, as we feature music and honor the life of Big Jim Hamill. Here's Jim now with It Will Be Worth It All. This is from Yesterday and Today. I'm Daniel Britt and Friends.
There's a promised land made for all the free. When our race on earth is run, where no broken dreams will mar our memory. It will be worth it all when we get home. There no sad farewell, there's no tear-stained eyes, there no shattered hope will ever cloud the sky. It will be worth it all when we get home. It will be worth it all just to see his face when he's called.
It's the late Jim Hamill here on Daniel Britt and Friends. I had the opportunity to attend his homegoing service in Asheville, actually in Hendersonville, North Carolina, just outside of Asheville, North Carolina. And it was a virtual who's who of Kingsmen that were assembled in that Kingsmen Quartet Choir that day, singing songs that Jim loved and singing songs that the Kingsmen have brought to American homes throughout their long journey as well. Jim, during his career, was asked to make a recording or a series of writings of all of the stories, because as you know, if you know anything about Jim, you know he was a storyteller. So he did. He made a recording of stories, just like he was sitting in your living room talking to you over a cup of coffee. And as a matter of fact, here's how this recording starts with this introduction by Jim Hamill.
I stood backstage in 1996 at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium in Asheville, North Carolina, waiting for Eldridge Fox to introduce me and to announce my retirement from the Kingsmen. I'd been in gospel music for well over 50 years, and the last almost 28 years I was with the Kingsmen. There's so many stories to tell, so many spiritual things, so many funny things, so many things I'd like to share with you in the small time that's allotted to me. We're going to take a journey, Southern gospel music journey, and we hope that you'll come right along for the ride.
And throughout this program and next week's program, we'll hear more of these stories told by Jim himself on this particular recording. In fact, let's find out where it all began with Jim Hamill.
Well, it started back leading singing at church when I was 6 or 7 years old. My mother was a choir director, and she was the organ player. They got the organ at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. She read the handbook on the Hammond organ, and Sunday morning she played for Sunday morning service. She's really a great musician. And I'd spend every summer over at Big Stone Gap, Virginia, where my grandma and grandpa and aunt lived over there. And I just loved to go because we'd go at the Tri-County Singing Convention in Big Stone, and they'd let me sing with the family quartet. At that time, they needed a bass singer. And I told Ida Pearl, I said, "Honey, Granny, I can do that. I can sing that bass. And I want you to know that they did, but as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord." And I did that little bass lead in there. And I want you to know from then on, as all I wanted to do was sing. And I got to do that. Ain't I lucky?
Yes, you are. And you were only 12 years old when you did your first quartet.
Yep.
Now, can you sing us a few bars of that?
There's a little bass lead that said, I'll serve the Lord. I'll watch and pray. I'll live rejoicing every day. And I had that little bass part. Oh, and I was 12 years old, and those people just clapped. And I thought I had arrived. And you know that I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed the professional part of it with the people clapping and cheering. But I tell you, I enjoyed the other part of seeing how proud my grandpa and grandma and aunt and everybody was of me. And I knew right then, at that time, that no matter what happened, I was going to sing gospel music till the day I died.
And sing he did. That's the late Jim Hamill here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends, telling some stories with a friend of his, by the way, the voice you heard in there, Tim Moxley, on this particular recording of stories of Jim's life. Moving along with more music throughout this program, and by the way, this is a two-part, so next week come back and hear part two of this tribute to the late Jim Hamill from the CD Yesterday and Today. Here's Glory Bells Ring on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
I long to hear them glory bells ring. I long to be there when the saints begin to sing. I long to feel them golden streaks beneath my feet. I long to hear those glory bells ring. I want to sit a spell with Jesus my Savior and thank him for being good to me. He lifted me from the wearisome valley. He set my feet where my feet ought to be. I long to hear them glory bells ring. I long to be there when the saints begin to sing. I long to feel them golden streets beneath my feet. I long to hear those glory bells ring. Say thank you for the letter he wrote, for leaving such good instructions to live by, to help me make it to my heavenly home. I long to hear them glory bells ring. I long to be there when the saints start to sing. I long to feel them golden streets beneath my feet. I long to hear them glory bells ring. By the river, the one that's flowing from the throne of God on high. I'll have eternity with my loved ones who have long made it home to the sky. I long to hear them glory bells ring. I long to be there when the saints begin to sing. I long to feel them golden streets beneath my feet. I long to hear them glory bells ring. I long to hear those glory bells, wonderful glory bells ring. Standing all alone and the battle gets hot, I always do the very best I can. I must have crossed a million valleys and shed a million tears. When I come to cross the river of Jordan, hallelujah, then I'll have no fear. One more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving all the troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to the nail-scarred hand, holding to the nail-scarred hand. There must have been a lot of people talking about me since I walked this way, but this is just another little valley. I came through it when I prayed. Lord, I've climbed a lot of mountains and crossed a lot of little streams, but when I see old Jordan dark and cold, that'll be the last for me. One more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving all the troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to the nail-scarred hand, holding to the nail-scarred hand, holding to the nail-scarred hand, holding to the nail-scarred hand.
Jim Hamill on this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends, paying tribute to a great personality, great guy, great storyteller, too. And we're hearing some of these stories firsthand from Jim. In fact, Jim's father was a pastor of a great church in Memphis, Tennessee. And Jim tells a story about the preaching background of his family. But instead of preaching the gospel, Jim's call was to sing it.
You know, I just come back from a sensational triumph in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, at the Tri-County Singing Convention. Could nobody tell me anything about singing. And I was at church one Sunday night, and one of my buddies, I believe it was Jimmy Fanning, came by and said, you know the Blackwood Brothers are here? I said, what's a Blackwood Brother? And he said, it's a quartet. Oh, they're professional. They got suits alike and a big, long limousine car. I said, come on, let's go here. I was good as any of them, I thought. So I went on up to the auditorium, and the minute I saw those pearl gray suits, those black shiny shoes, Bill Lyle singing bass, R.W. Blackwood singing baritone, James Blackwood singing lead, Alden Toney singing tenor, Hilton Griswold, master of the keyboard. Boy, they put it all together. I was hooked. I was really hooked on good old Southern gospel music, quartet singing. I could not wait to get out of school. I could not wait to get in a big limousine or on the bus and go somewhere and sing.
You're ready to join the
circus. I was ready to join it, my brother. I tell you one thing, those were the days when quartet singing was quartet singing. They went further and further. Jack Marshall playing the piano. My goodness, what a piano player. And just go on and on with the singers and the piano players and just a hall of fame of gospel music. And boy, I was right in the middle of it. Talk about a thrill. I never had anything thrill me like those concerts with the Blackwoods and Statesmen. They used to sing over in Little Rock, And back in those days, each quartet had their own fan club. And they gave out magazines like the Singing News and all that kind of stuff. And while the Blackwood Brothers were singing, the Statesman's fan club would hold up that newspaper like they was reading it, and vice versa when the other group came on.
They were serious about their favorite groups, evidently.
Boy, they sure were. I never saw anything like it. You know, I was just going along just singing and enjoying and traveling. The Blackwood Brothers, they'd pay Cecil and me and our little old quartet. They'd give us $75 to go sing. It didn't matter whether it was St. Louis or Los Angeles. We got $75 and a tank of gas, and we'd go off singing. And it was all just a lark. It was all just fun. And we were at the church one, I guess it was Wednesday night or Thursday night. I don't remember exact day. But we were practicing our little old quartet while the main choir was in the auditorium in the sanctuary, practicing up for theirs. And the phone rang in the preacher's office, and I ran and got it. And it was somebody on the other end from down in Clanton, Alabama, wanting to speak to Doyle, Doyle Blackwood, James's brother. And I said, can I help you? They said, yes. Yeah. Said, there's been a plane crash. Bill Lyles, R.W. Blackwood are dead. Would you put Doyle on the line, please? I put a chair where he could sit in to keep him from falling over. And then, you know, 4 or 5 days when the crowds gathered and all the singers came in from all over the country, I was standing there, tears streaming down my cheeks, singing How Beautiful Heaven Must Be. And I just thought, oh, what a wonderful way to go through life, singing for Jesus, singing good gospel songs, and blessing people all over the country.
Well, how beautiful heaven is, and Jim's experiencing that firsthand today. And man, what a life Jim led, traveling the road, singing gospel music, and blessing the hearts of so many people, like he just said there. We're honoring his life on this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends, and also next week as well. Listening to great music from Jim's solo years and classic Kingsmen sounds, too. That let's continue with this cut from Big and Live, now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Time has made a change since my childhood day. Many of my friends have gone away. Some I never more in this life shall see. Time has made a change in me. In my childhood days, I was young and strong. I could climb the hillsides all day long. Now my steps are slow, they're short and weak. Time has made a change in me. Time has made a change.
It's a tribute on this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends to the late Jim Hamill. Early in Jim's life, his father pastored a church in Memphis, Tennessee, and as it goes with anyone who's lived in Memphis, there is an Elvis story. Jim had a few.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a bunch of them, notwithstanding the one where everybody knows that I told him that I wouldn't let him sing in the quartet because he wasn't good enough to join our quartet in high school. But now, Cecil Blackwood told him, and I got the blame. And anyway, it was a mutual understanding. And we grew up together, went to church together, and dated a couple of twin girls together. I had a little money. He had an old Lincoln. And so we dated these two girls, and we had a great time. And he loved to shoot bumper pool before he moved to Graceland. He lived over there right across from the Audubon Golf Course in Memphis. And we'd go over there and shoot bumper pool. And he was just a regular guy, a lot of fun. And in the meantime, he had signed I told him he couldn't sing, but then 3 or 4 months later, he signed a contract, was going to sign a contract with RCA Records. And I tried to talk him out of that and sing with our quartet, so that's how smart I am. But we had a great time of fun together. And later on, when the quartet convention was in Nashville, I'm standing backstage, and Elvis is there, and Colonel Tom Parker's there, and J.D. Sumner, God rest his soul. Great, great guy, great singer, friend. Anyway, we're standing there talking, and J.D. said, asked Colonel Tom, said, can Elvis take a bow? Can I recognize him and introduce him? And, of course, Colonel Tom said, yes, that'll be fine. He said, but if he says one word, it's going to cost you a $10,000 appearance fee. And so J.D. introduced him, and you picture this in your mind. J.D. introduced, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Presley. And he came walking out there, walked right up to the microphone, opened his mouth like he was going to say something. J.D., you could hear him 4 blocks away saying, no. But he didn't say anything. He just took a bow and came back. The Imperials were singing. Elvis put his arm around him and said, if we'd have kept our quartet together in church, we'd have been making all that big money like they are.
Well, don't you know that high?
So high.
Featuring Radine Reese. Big and Live, by the way, that project. Very legendary album in gospel music's history. And, of course, very fitting for tonight. Very fitting for this program as we honor the life of Big Jim Hamill. Now, don't forget, it's going to continue next week, part two of this great tribute series on Jim Hamill. And, by the way, Jim passed away. The date was November 29th. 2007, and he passed away at about 5:30 that morning at the age of 73. He was born August 10th, 1934, in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, and performed with many groups outside of the Kingsmen even earlier in his career, the Weatherfords, Blue Ridge Quartet, the Rebels Quartet, Oak Ridge Quartet, the Senators, and he was named favorite lead singer 5 times. Of the Fan Awards for the Singing News Magazine, and 2 times named Mr. Gospel Music for the same awards program. And of course, some of his great music that we're hearing this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends, and next week as well. We're also hearing great stories of Jim's passions even early in his career as he made the move to Iowa to sing in a group.
They called and offered me a job, and I wanted to sing so bad. I was at Memphis State, I think, at the time, trying to go to school and wanting to sing and wanting to travel, and got my dad upset at me and everybody. But I took that job singing with the Melody Men out in Shenandoah, Iowa, and I really had to want to sing because I made $50 a week, two live radio shows every day. Didn't tape them like they do now, two live ones, 7:30 and 10:30 in the morning. And then what put the icing on the cake was 30 days every night in May, I guess it was, traveling in a car. And right then I decided that I didn't know so much about this quartet career. But at that time, Earl Weatherford called me from the Weatherfords. And boy, talk about a shot in the arm to go with the Weatherfords. And I still think one of the greatest singing groups that ever was. I learned there the importance of singing harmony. And most people think I just sing by letter, not by note, just open up and let her fly. But I learned that you can do it a different way. And the Weatherfords and Lily Fern and Earl, it was so much fun. And there was they had a bass singer that wasn't too well known and not too good named George Yance. But we just kind of got through that as best we could. But that was my first experience with George singing. And then I was with him later with the Blue Ridge Quartet. But the Weatherfords, they have a good place in my heart. And I loved Earl. He's gone home to glory now. And Lily Fern and her son, they're still singing together and doing a great job. And I'll always be thankful and beholden to the Weatherford Quartet.
Big Jim Hamill, our tribute program continues with music from his project simply titled Thanks Lord for Loving Me. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
I know your life on earth was trouble, and only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain. So go rest high on that mountain, 'cause son, your word on earth is done. Go to heaven a shouting, love for the Father and the Son. Oh, how we cried the day you left us. We gathered round your grave to grieve. Wish I could see the angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing. Go rest high, 'cause son, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven a shouting, love for the Father and the Son. Go rest high mountain, 'cause son, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven
the sun.
Go to heaven, a shout.
Love for the Father and the Son. Pressing on, my heart is singing, for I'm going home. Great God, I'm going,
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 going
home to Jesus.
I'm going,
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 going, going home to Jesus.
Traveling through this wearisome land, a citizen of that heavenly band. I'm
going home to Jesus some sweet day.
Sometimes old Satan tries to turn me aside, but I have a friend who's always walking by my side. When troubles confound me, he tells me I'm not alone. But I'll keep on singing, for I'm going home. Oh yes, I'm going,
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 going
home to Jesus.
I'm going,
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 going, going home to Jesus.
Traveling through this wearisome land, a citizen of that heavenly band. I'm
going home to Jesus some sweet day.
This is Daniel Britt and friends. Of course, our tribute is only halfway finished to Jim Hamill. See you back here next week for part two.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and friends.